And lots of the slides, this is also educational.
Yes, I have a follow-up slide, and
this is the monastery of the Bad
Monks. Very nice.
I went there, actually, it's very nice.
Where is Aristotle's picture? Where is Aristotle's picture?
Where is on the other side?
He was there.
The first picture.
Don't mind them, George.
Where's the monastery?
Hold on.
Okay. Held in 1963 and wrote Nobel Peace Prize for Literature.
We got it.
Yes, B.
I was so late too.
And here he is.
What was his day job?
Bonus question. What was his day job?
Seferis.
Oh, some government official.
He was in the diplomatic corps.
I said government job, that qualifies.
All right, we are question number.
Whose turn is
it? It's your turn.
Okay.
Wait. Wait. Read the question first.
In 1920, King Alexander I of Greece died, causing a cascade of events that changed Greek history for the worst. What did he die from? Monkey's bite, assassin bullet, Spanish flu, or car accident?
Wait, no.
It's their turn.
It's their turn.
Yeah.
A, monkey's bite.
No. Yes. So there was a mini zoo at the palace Tatoi, and monkeys were fighting, and he went there, and one of them bit him, and he died of infection. Now, his father was Constantine, that had left Greece, because Constantine, he wanted to go with Germany World War I, and Venizelos wanted to go with the Allies. And then they went with the Allies, they kicked out Constantine, who was
his
brother-in-law was Kaiser of Germany.
Right.
And then when he died, this guy, that was his son, then there were elections in 1920.
Wait,
1920, Venizelos lost because the royalty said we're gonna stop the war. They didn't stop the war, they expanded the war. They brought back the king. The Greek people got mad. The Allies got mad because Constantine came back. They stopped supporting Greece in 1922. Disaster happened. Yes.
I thought you were going to ask the question.
Greek history for the worst, because then 1922 catastrophe happened and we lost 3,000 years of Greek history in minor region.
So we get the point.
You get the point. Yes. 1922 versus 1909.
Oh.
All right, we're not going to wait forever.
Are you decided?
Make up your mind.
All right. One, two, C. No. The guys.
D.
Ah.
D.
No. It's Omaha.
Omaha.
Many times when I watch TV, politicians, they did a Kumis or Yakumis. My last name, after my great grandfather, was Yakumis, and they chopped off the Yak. We think it comes from the time of the Venetians. It was Giacomo, and it became Yakumis, and then the Yakumis. So here she is with Jennifer Aniston when she was a little girl.
Consideration to each member, show yourself above reproach and be the example of leadership that you preach. You are charged with the enforcement of the bylaws, mandates, and traditions of AHEPA. By authority vested in me, I am pleased to confirm upon you this authority. Brothers, if you would read, I'm sorry. I, and then state your name.
I,
do solemnly promise and swear.
Do solemnly promise and swear
that I will carry out the duties.
That I will carry out the duties
of my office.
Of my office
to the best of my knowledge and ability.
To the best of my knowledge and ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
And get together for that convention. We hope that all of the decisions that we made are not only good for us, but for good for our Lord also. We also want to thank all of the scholarship participants and the people that are getting the awards. This we ask in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Frank, the newly elected district governor.
Chris Hansen from Houston, and Alex Miles, from the Second Secretary
Supreme.
And Supreme.
All the people.
And the accomplices.
That is so critical. It is a good example of what I say, we are walking the talk. If we think education is important, then we need to provide the monies so that our family members who are either from ourselves or from other people that share our values can move forward with their lives and their education. Some of us remember how important it was for scholarships. And as a freshman, many years ago in the 60s, and somebody would say to me, well, that must have been the good times when I was a freshman at UC Berkeley. So I say, that must have been the good times. I remember how important it was, because I used to iron 125 men's shirts every week, because I got 15 cents a shirt. So I valued the monies that I received as scholarships. So I salute you for understanding the value of giving money and moving it forward to those who are we value and care about, as they will do the same thing for those people in their family. Thank you for listening.
Next up, we have our Supreme Governor of Regions 20, 21, 22, 49, 65. Alex Malas.
Hello, I'm Alexander Malas, for those who don't know me. I'm the Supreme Governor for the Region 8, five states, from Alaska all the way to Hawaii. A couple of words before I introduce you our exceptional Supreme Treasurer, who's joining us today. We are proud, as I happened, for this scholarship program. It's one of the most successful programs. Last week I was in Sudan, the same thing happened there, 10 young men and women get awarded. We are doing this in every district and nationwide. So it's not only here, it's worldwide, because now Europe joined us, in Greece and Cyprus. We're proud and we work tireless to continue our effort. I want to thank our scholarship committees for their hard work. You did an excellent job and you deserve recognition. I want also to say from the Supreme Lodge effort, we are working tirelessly towards a few directions. We want to bring together all these young people, recipients, with the knowledge you can connect. And we were trying to set up a mentorship program. So their academic career is, on one hand, very important, and their professional career, it's also, we need our youth, our recipients, to take the fast track in their career, to see them top. That's our wish. So we will continue this effort and stay in touch with us. We are trying. Thank you. With that, I want to introduce our Supreme Treasurer, Brother Chris Kenson. He came all the way from Houston, Texas.
So thank you, Alex. Had Sniper family, honorary guests, and scholarship recipients. Congratulations to all you scholarship recipients. As I was listening to some of the bios and the backgrounds for some things that hit home, Illinois. I spent a lot of time at the University of Illinois. Best when I was in high school. I shouldn't have done that. Sorry about that. Interesting days. Volleyball. I was with the varsity volleyball team in college, but it was before my time back in the 70s when very few people in the U.S. played basketball. So when I look at these accomplishments of these recipients, they're ahead of their times. Their goals, their objectives, their accomplishments are things of the future. They're now. They have foresight to see where education is going, what's required of them in the future, what they need to do to be successful. And I admire them for that. Some of that maybe comes from them. Much of it comes from their parents and their family. They have a good background. They have good upbringing. They have good guidance as they've grown through life. So not only congratulations to scholarship recipients, but to their parents who brought them to this stage and will continue to mentor them as they continue towards their goals and become excellent citizens and hopefully part of the HEPA family in the future. So how do we make them part of the HEPA family? They're here. We receive funds. I was here last year at the convention and spoke with scholarship recipients as well, but we need to continue to communicate with them. We tell them about HEPA now, and they hear a little bit about it, but we receive weekly bulletins from the National HEPA and Daughters of Penelope. We need to share that information with them. Send them the emails. They might read it, they might not, but I can assure you of this, if you don't send it to them, they're not going to read it. We receive lots of emails and communications, electronic communications, we read it when we have time, when we want to, and that's fine. So we want our youth to be part of our future. They are part of our future, and it's here. Growth of a HEPA is based on the youth that we bring in, but it's also based on the other members. I can tell you that the fastest growing age group of a HEPA is the 50 to 65 year olds. Now you'll be surprised by that, but they're empty nesters. They're looking for things to do. They are folks who perhaps have retired and need projects. And from a HEPA standpoint, I can assure you, they're usually financially prepared to work with a HEPA on the scholarships. This money doesn't grow on trees. It just doesn't appear one day. These are HEPAs that are part of the committees and scholarships. They have to aggressively go out and pursue that, talk to folks that are willing to sponsor. District 20, which was Southern California, they had a grant of $1 million. To their scholarship fund. That's amazing. So the funds are out there, and I encourage you to help us. What you found already, the funds are available for these recipients, it's there. Continue to do that. Last month, I completed a 8-city, 14-day tour of Europe with the HEPA. We called it the President's Excursion. Different city every other day. And I was amazed at the HEPA's reputation and acceptance worldwide. We met with leaders, we went to the EU, had a private tour of the EU, went to NATO, had another private tour of NATO. We were in Cyprus, we met with the president of Cyprus. In Greece, we met the dignitaries. So I got to tell you about Crete real quick. Crete is a stronghold for the military. I did not know this, but the U.S. has a very strong base in Greece, and they have 30 silos in Greece that protect the U.S. interests across that region of the country. We were able to tour one of those silos. We left our cell phones and our watches at the front door because we could not take them inside. But there were 30 Tomahawk missiles in one silo. So I can assure you that the United States has a strong interest in continuing to see Greece flourish, continuing to support Hellenism.
Yeah.
Next week, the HEPA will be on Capitol Hill. Any of those who are interested in politics, I assure you, those days are back. We are going to be walking the halls of Congress, talking with senators and congressmen, and we're not lobbying, we're just telling them about what Hellenism is all about. The Hellenic Caucus is strong. We need the politicians to continue to support Hellenism, support the Hellenic Caucus. I think it's there. When I see what they've done with Greece as far as the connections, the U.S. companies, Microsoft committed $1 billion to pursue active growth of Microsoft in Greece. So there are just so many programs that are continuing. But all comes down to communicating. I'm very proud of the grassroots. As I walk around and I talk with different members of the chapters, there are things that I learned about the accomplishments that I have. there are things the chapters do that nationally are not publicized. I'll just ask, how many of you know that firefighters in Greece come over every year and are trained? And they're sent back home with firefighting equipment. How many know that there's a HEPA hospital in Thessaloniki? It's the HEPA hospital. And if you're ever in Thessaloniki or in Greece and you need free medical treatment, all you have to do is show your membership card. Everything is free. I got to tour that last month when I went. They graduate a class of 50 doctors every year from that program. And if there are American students of Atlantic descent that are interested, that program is open to them. So with the sciences, if you have interest in medical school, you might want to consider the programs that are available in Greece and certifications. But many great programs, many great opportunities. I think I'm standing between you and dinner. So with that, I'm going to congratulate the scholarship recipients. Thank you, everyone, for having me here. I'll see you next.
We have a problem here.